I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My name's Jake, and I found a bunch of pornographic magazines inside a dead man's house. Not just any old magazines, Australian softcore pornography from the early 90s. Now, me and my little mate Pete want to invite you to have a look at some pretty rude stuff with us. So hold on to your stiffies, everyone, and welcome to Smut Club 1990. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Smut Club 1990, the only podcast where we peruse 1990s Australiana pornography. My name's Jake Smith. I'm in the shed out the back of Mum and Dad's house. I'm joined by my little mate from a few grades below. It's bloody Peter James. How are you, buddy?
Oh, so wonderful. Yeah, we're back in the big shed.
Yes, the big shed.
After last week recording in the little office space, the hot little office of Fritzenberger, but we're in the big shed. That is Good Chat Comedy Club.
That's it.
My stiffy is not where it needs to be, but it will get there. How are you?
Very good. Mild stiffness today.
Yep.
Ready. I'm ready to get horny. Fun show last night.
For some. For comedy.
Yeah. It was a win for comedy.
We had a stand-up comedy show.
It was
here.
A win in terms of capacity. It was a full room. And yeah. Difficult one, but that's okay. It was good.
I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was good. I made a little joke to the staff here about, because she said no laughing back here, and we were laughing, and I said, oh, did you tell the crowd last night? And then, I realized the two people that were here last night, I'm like, oh, I hope that didn't sound mean.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It was a fun night, and the person emceeing it, you might want to introduce them there, is actually going to be our guest today, Peter.
Oh, the MC from last night's comedy show.
Yes, that's right.
He's not the MC.
He did a fantastic job last night, I must say.
He is not the MC of a comedy show. He's a young boy in a shed, fucking idiot.
Oh, doodly-do, I forgot the little song and dancey.
Way to pull back the veil.
Give me my own character.
Anyway, so this
that fits into your world.
In the Smut Club universe, the combined universe.
Well, we've already got Cash, mate. No,
I like how the characters go. Oh, there's the one who, like, you know, the naughty kid, or the one who's the groundskeeper, and then Cash Man, who's the man who gives everyone cash.
What about have you got a weird cousin that pops over sometimes?
I feel like you're the kid that watched Penn and Teller and just got a magic set and wants everyone to see his magic tricks.
I reckon you swirl a drink.
And I'm also, I'm letting you use my, like, make your own radio set as well. Like, I've got one of those toy radio sets that we're
the microphones you can tune it to 100 FM. Fuck
exactly.
Me dead.
So, hey, enjoy. Just for today, I do have to get it back. I do have to get it back after this. So,
thanks so much
mind.
For lending it to us. I appreciate it because you gave us Simpsons Hit and Run last week. That was really fun on the PS1.
When I got it back, it had lots of scratches, I gotta say. And if you could put it back directly in the box, would be nice next time. Not just a different box, put it in the right box.
Marcel Blunchfield, world, everybody.
Hello. Only Kendall Gray with the DVD burner. Popular.
He brings his little thing with the sleeves.
Fast and Furious 2.
It's not my favourite Fast and the Furious, but it's still good, you know. It still fits into the, you know, you still need it.
I'll trade you a Sunny Boy for a copy of Along Came Polly. Fuck me.
How are you, Marcel? It's good to see you.
I am quite well. This is nice. I've done a Zoom app and now I'm in studio. It's a thrill to be here, although I must say I am struggling with the Brisbane humidity.
Are you actually? Is this bad? Is this humid for you?
Well, I don't want to be a cliche out of towner who's going, oh boy, is it humid here? But it's just because I like to walk places and usually you can get away with, like, oh yeah, I'll just stroll there. It's 20-ish minutes. And then, like, you put your little backpack on, which I do to put all my DVDs in and stuff like that, because you never know when you might make a sale. Then you start getting that back sweat, and you look like you haven't, you're not crushing it. If your back is sweaty, people see that subconsciously and also consciously of, like, this person is not in control. And I like to look like I'm in control.
But I think you're thinking that in a Sydney mindset or an Adelaide mindset where the dry, you know, right. Because up here, particularly I find this when I go even further north to Cairns, everyone just subscribes to the humidity. It's like, right, we're all in it. One shower a day. We're just going to stink.
We're just going to be wet.
Is it the opposite? Like if you see someone very dry, you're suspicious of them. Like, what's going on here, dry boy? Do you say that? Is that something well, you'd I'm say not, to someone? Yeah.
Dry boy, let's bash him. And you're really going to start to sweat. I don't know. If I see someone sweaty here, if I'm sweaty, I'm not embarrassed. I'm like, it's a hot fucking day.
But here's the thing as well that I don't like. If I'm on stage and I'm sweating, you can be under hot lights. You can be overdressed. There's a lot of good... You could be bombing on stage. And then you start to sweat and the audience just subconsciously looks at that and goes... Oh, this person's not in control.
Ah.
While it is just like, because like I sweat a lot. Like I used to play basketball, not to brag, and I would always be the sweatiest on court. I'd be like most sweaty, least goals. That was sort of the thing that I was able to do is run back and forth and sweat the most.
But like, the MSP, the most sweaty player.
But people see that and go like, this person's struggling. It's like, no, I just sweat a lot. I just have very functional sweat glands.
Yeah, I'm a sweaty little boy. I get so, like, it's the under the pits for me. Like, it's always dark shirts on stage.
And you have to point that out to an audience. You have to say, I'm aware. Because if they see it and you don't, then they feel like they've got one up on you.
Yeah, for sure. I also think what you're underrating about walking around in Brisbane is not just the humidity, but it's like, it's very hilly. Mm. It's very up and down. Like, you are really rollercoastering your way around this city if you're walking it.
Unless you're in one of those flat suburbs that some of us are fortunate to live in, like yours.
Yeah, I live in a flat suburb. Bad for flooding, but good for walking.
Yeah, but
great for swimming.
When the floods
sometimes.
That's what happened when the floods came, because I live in a very hilly area in Kelvin Grove. Like, down the end of my street, just destroyed, just under. And then I'm like, up the top. 40 meters away, like, oh, sorry. I'm on a, in a townhouse. Sorry about
just that. For the listeners, that little dance you did with the arms was quite nice. I quite enjoyed that.
Flood dance. Sorry. Sorry about it. Anyways, so what we're going to be doing this, we've already asked you the first time you discovered porno and you're a returning guest, Marcel, so we won't do that again. Now, this week we're doing...
You're not going to ask me the second time I discovered porno?
No, I want to know the most recent porno you discovered.
You're married. How much porn are you watching in the marriage?
A small amount. It's not there. I'm not going to be so much of a prude to say porn doesn't exist in my life, but it exists less.
In a functional utilitarian sense, it sounds.
Yeah. How boring is it? How back in the day, how romanticized, well, not maybe romanticized isn't the right word, but like it was
you're
like
little candles.
It was sort of a heightened thing of like, oh my God, porno exists. And now it's because it's so omnipresent, it is just purely function of like, this will happen faster.
Yeah.
I want some dopamine now, please.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I must have mentioned this on the podcast before, quit porn for 6 months when I was in a long distance relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I was still wanking, but I was just 15 minutes late to everything.
That's a great start to a show. It feels like that's like the opening line to a show. You're like, okay,
from
cool.
A blackout.
Yeah.
And it's just like the room goes quiet, the Welcome to Country plays.
Yeah.
And then it's just, spotlight comes on and you go, I quit porn to fix 6 months when I was in a long distance relationship.
Yeah.
I still wanked. I was just 15 minutes late to everything.
It's a great hook.
All right.
So there I am, getting on another Jetstar plane, going to Adelaide. 8:20 a.m. I know the route. And boy, will she. When I'm porking her.
Oh, man. Fucking maddening.
Baggage. Sorry, it doesn't matter.
But that's the exact feeling of like I think the supply and demand of porn has greatly fluctuated. And this magazine, that's what we're trying to recreate, is like the feeling of finding a porn. I'd be like, I'm gonna read the fucking shit out of it when Dad leaves. Like this is when he leaves to go for a walk in the afternoon. You better believe I'm throwing that on. It's gonna be fucking great.
Can I tell you this about being young and discovering porn? Is like everyone talks about SBS. But I had quite a good system going on. Everyone talks about looking in the TV guide, seeing if there's the nudity, N for nudity, S for sex scenes. But I learned how to use the timer record on the VCR because like I wasn't going to stay up at night. So I would have to put the timer record on for whatever the movie was, Erotic Tales on SBS or whatever. Yeah. Or Vampiros Lesbos, which if you know you're Italian, you know how to translate that.
Is it vampire lesbian or something?
That's correct.
What was it? Vampire.
I know I'm a bit rusty on my Latin, but I think I cracked the code.
But like putting time record on, and
next
then
one, biggest dickest. Go on, sorry.
Waking up and like Cheese TV is on, and you're having breakfast, and you're also ejecting the tape that recorded the vampire lesbians last night, and like just securing that in the bottom of the drawer for later, and going like, okay, that says, that says Ghostbusters on it, but I know what that is truly tape.
Can I tell you just quickly? My brother had a bunch of burnt fucking discs or whatever that I found in his room.
Not as good as you, but yeah, he's
and they'll. Do you remember a VCD?
So it of course,
yeah, it's like a 700 meg CD, mm-hmm. but you could burn it just a single video file onto it, and most DVD players could play it. So there was ones like that, and I had it in a little CD wallet next to my other burnt CDs of music. Mm-hmm. I was going through my little Beatles phase, my Bob Dylan, blah blah, blah. And then it'd be like, Bob Dylan, Blood on the Tracks. Is that mm-hmm. the name? I never had that album.
If there's Blood on the Tracks, you're doing it wrong.
Fucking hell. And that was the porno one. Or yeah. Led Zeppelin 3. Never actually owned that album. They're all just next to all the burnt ones. I'd be like, that's the one. Going to go, but wait till Led Zeppelin 3.
I love that. Yeah, so when people are asking you about your favourite Led Zeppelin album, you're like, well, I do have a particular favourite that's pretty close to me.
Yeah. Never heard him. Anyways,
while we're sharing,
why not?
I'm from a different sort of age, you know. Once all the color TVs came in, and all
you
that
just
sort of
actually wanked to Bob Dylan.
Yeah. Bob Dylan jerked me off. Come splooge on these people. No, so my secret little hidey place was digital.
Yeah,
right, and it was. Yeah. I figured out how to change the icons on things, so I can make a folder have the icon of Safari or whatever like a search engine that wasn't used was, and just call it Safari and have it like 10 folders deep, because who's going 10 folders deep to go to Safari?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and there were pictures of tits in there.
Oh, that's very good.
Which is what I was going to Google anyway. I saved time on having to go through a search engine for
you
it.
Find your favorite ones, you know?
Yeah.
Save them.
I had an external hard drive, and then we
were
I had an external hard drive, and the folder was called System Files. System Files. And I had a Mac at the time, and I had all my naughty movies in there, but I also was when you used to torrent films as well, so... Mm-hmm. Said my actual movies folder with, you know, fucking whatever it was in there. So around 2011, 2012. And I went over to Dad's and he's like, oh, can you give me some movies? I think he's going through surgery. Movies he's to watch while I'm laying in bed. I said, yep, I'll bring the hard drive over. And a feature that Mac doesn't have is that Windows, when you bring up an Explorer, it'll give you the thumbnails when you look at the big folders. While it said System Files, it was big fat titties just everywhere. And I was like, just scrolling past it real quick. Literally, System Files.
They are movies to watch in bed, though, so you weren't wrong.
Yeah, so I just transferred them. Wake yourself silly, Dad.
Which is a shame, because the surgery he went in for was to get his cock removed. So he's just trying to touch the bandage really hard.
They let the apprentice do the vasectomy? Just get the whole thing off. I can't work out where the tube is.
Oh, Dad's got his big cock removal.
Yeah, can we read some? Yeah, sorry, we've all got places to be. System Files to watch. All right, so this week we're doing this one's called Ask Sonia, our resident nympho.
Okay,
I like that. In the office, they're like, editor.
She lives at 2B.
The editor, Darren Hampson's over there tapping away on his little wheel, and then we got the nympho, right? The resident nympho, Sonia. I know she's a nympho because she's got her norks out there, and this one it says. It's reader submitted, which is my favourite. I've just seen something that is so irrelevant. Okay. I know it'll come up later. Got a question? Maybe you've got a problem. Maybe it's in your head. Maybe it's in your trousers. Whatever. I want to hear from you. And then you can write to us, Sonia, GPO Box 5201, Sydney, New South Wales, 2001. Not the year, the postcode. So we've got three, from what I can see, we've got three things that people have written in. Oh, no, four. That'll be a bonus one. And then we're going to take turns reading them out. Cool?
Sounds great.
All right, I'm going to start with this one. It says, the title of this one is Happy Birthday to Smoo.
Okay.
Okay.
What if can Marcel be Sonia?
Oh yes, 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 yes. So I'll hand you.
I'd
over.
Like Marcel to be.
I've
Sonia.
Been working on my Sonia.
Fantastic. Okay. It says here, I have a problem which I hope you can solve. It's not for me, but for my girlfriend Naomi. It's her birthday in a few months, and I want to give her the most humongous, mind-blowing, multiple orgasm as her birthday present.
Hang on. Say that again.
I want to give her the most humongous, mind-blowing, multiple orgasm as her birthday
present. I want to give her...
I want to give her that.
The multiple orgasm.
Yeah, and it's the fucking humongous.
The.
I like that. It's also very inexpensive as well.
I don't want a repeat of last year's birthday surprise.
And I gave her the tiniest single orgasm.
I don't want a repeat of last year's birthday surprise where I got her to close her eyes and lie on the fuck me.
What's it say?
I'm excited.
I'm so
about
sorry.
This.
I'm yeah. so sorry. I don't want a repeat of last year's birthday surprise where I got her to close her eyes and lie on the floor with legs akimbo. She's double jointed. Why? Shit! I'm not putting this on. Okay. I lie on the floor with the legs akimbo. She's double jointed. While I stuck 18 birthday candles in and around her pubes and lit them simultaneously with Dad's blowtorch.
What? How many birthday candles?
18.
18. Her 18th birthday.
I'm fucking crying, yeah. mate. Oh. I'm so sorry.
What did you get for your 18th, Pete? Or what do you want for it? It's coming up.
No I know what I wish I could go back in time and get.
So, holy shit. Okay. Well, I got it a lot. I got her to close her eyes and lie on the floor with legs akimbo. She's double jointed while I stuck 18 birthday candles in and around her pubes and lit them simultaneously with Dad's blowtorch. She had the foulest, thick, smooth air smoke I can't
stop laughing. So what did it say?
It's lovely to see that level of joy in a man.
She had this foulest smooth.
You won't be able to do it. This is the hardest I've ever laughed on this podcast. Hang on. Sorry, Marcel.
No, it's my absolute pleasure to witness such joy.
Okay, so she had the foulest, thickest, smooth hair smoke I've ever... Oh, it's so funny to say, that's the... Of all the smooth hair smoke I've ever seen, that's got to be the foulest. That's got to be the foulest I've ever seen. Okay, so she had the foulest, thick, smooth hair smoke I've ever had the displeasure of being asphyxiated with. Naomi wasn't happy either. You wouldn't be. Your pussy's on fire.
Also, I should mention here, she also was not happy. Yeah. That's worth noting. If you were wondering how she was also not
happy. Yeah, imagine. I think I have to shit. I've loved that. Imagine. Oh my God. I might. All right. Go.
No, I wasn't happy
fuck.
Either.
Can't.
Anyway, I not only have a top sized dick.
Shit.
I also have the amazing ability to use my muscles at the base of my love muscle. Okay, yeah. To rotate my dick simultaneously whilst using an up and down jerking... This says notion, but I think it means motion.
Excuse me, can we pause there? He can rotate his dick. That's not a thing. Is it?
Can you not...
Oh, wow.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Pretty amazing.
Loser, what a virgin.
Set it on air.
Can't even spin his dick around.
Old cocky one axis. So he rotates his dick simultaneously while using an up and down jerking motion, as well as rooting in and out.
Rooting in and out.
He knows
That's
how
my
it
favorite
works.
Favorite way to do it. Side to side, not as good.
Naomi likes a good root like any other Sheila. And like any other Sheila, she gets very, very wet and likes to stimulate her own clitoris.
Yeah.
I don't mind her doing it. Saves me the bloody trouble. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Too busy placing the candles in there.
Too busy fucking giving his dick the fucking spinneroo.
Doing penis parkour.
You gotta wind it up first.
Got a plate on top of it. Saves me the bloody trouble. Anyway, here's where I need your help. Yeah, that whole thing's just been like, hey, I set her pussy on fire and my dick goes side to side and everything.
I feel like when he started talking about the side to side dick stuff, like that was, how is that even relevant? Like he talked about...
It's just a brag. He's just saying it goes... I don't know what that... I don't understand what
you might find this useful in your feedback, is that my dick can spin around.
I can't wait to see what she says.
Anyway, here's where I need your bloody help. Once she gets well and truly lubricated and I spread her love juices up and around her clit, sorry, I didn't like saying that either, could she have the mother of all orgasms if I place a seltzer tablet?
What is wrong with this fucking cunt?
So there I am, putting a fucking Barocca on her clitting.
I'm going to Barocca world.
The BB bounce.
If I place a seltzer tablet on or around her clit area without her thinking about last year and thinking that this year I'm using sulfuric acid or something, please road test this idea and let me know if it works or not.
What was that about sulfuric acid?
He's just saying, could I do that, or is she going to think after last year's incident that I'm putting acid on it because it's so fizzy?
How about you stop doing stuff without her knowing what's happening down there, and then she won't be nervous about it.
She's just there and she just hears... <you're> like,
So I will say, if, like, presumably he's around the same age, or I assume, right, my partner burnt my pubic hair for my 18th birthday, I wouldn't be there for the 19th. What are you fucking talking about?
Especially anyway. If it's framed as a birthday surprise or something like that. Just lay back and close your eyes.
Yeah.
Please write test this idea and let me know if it works or not. I'm too young to get murdered twice in 12 months. Mm-hmm. So there we go. So now that's from Mick D, MCD, like McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
East St.
I was going to say Mickey D has got a lot to answer for.
Adelaide comedy Adelaide legend. So that's the question. Now, Sonia, resident nympho.
Can you give me any character notes on Sonia?
Nympho. Loves to fuck.
Resident.
Okay. Lives somewhere.
It's just that second column.
Not like the business nympho.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it? Oh, that's resident.
I'll see if I can explore the character as I go along.
Yeah, don't feel married to a voice. Don't feel married you know, like a rhythm of speech, just whatever comes. If you want to change it, you can change it.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to go for the role of Sonia. All right, here we go. I must say, it's good to hear of a man going out of his way so much to please his lady. And I would think that Naomi is a little apprehensive when it comes to your surprises. I experimented a little for you. The seltzer tablet isn't meant to be used in this way, but a pleasant tingling can be felt around the pussy. So that's nice. She's had a go. I guess it's up to you and Naomi to see if it's possible to have an enormous orgasm using one. She could freak out, after your last present, at having a strange fizzy tablet on her pussy. I don't know how she will react, as the more juice that flows from her smoo, the more the tablet tingles. I didn't try it for too long, in case it burnt or blistered my pussy.
Can I just comment on how, like, you change from, like, smoo to pussy? Like, smoo being, like, more, like, polite, and then, like, pussy, smoo, pussy, smoo.
It's like going to the optometrist.
Better one, better smoo.
Pussy. And smoo. I'm going to go smooth. I can definitely see Roto better with smooth.
I do know that a tiny bit of Vicks Vapor Rub will do almost the same thing to my smooth.
Oh, no. That's a bad idea.
Gun's got the sniffles.
Oh, God.
And it has that blue glow when you put it on. Thanks, Mum. And Naomi wouldn't know you've applied it until a few seconds after. Oh, so she's also sort of saying, like, you can sneak that in and then it will be a nice little surprise. That's good advice.
That's good advice.
Have you tried deep heat? Good luck. Half the fun will be finding out Naomi's reaction for yourself. Now, I don't want to be too woke in this situation, but, like, the fact that this guy's talking about birthday surprises and just doing weird shit to his girlfriend's smoo, I was deciding which one I'd go for. She has not used, like, the word of... There's no advice from Sonia being like, don't do that. Like, but it's also, like, have a go with Vicks.
At no point it's like, not even don't do that. You know, don't kink shame, sure. But, hey, I reckon maybe just ask Naomi. Hey, Naomi, happy 19th. Here's what I had in mind. I'm going to shove a Barocca up there and you can get your multivitamin while I rock you back and forth and spin around inside you.
So, what do you think about this? mate. Happy birthday, first and foremost. But I was just wondering, one or two heap tablespoons of Milo for your minge.
I love as well that this guy seems to have a magical cock that can rotate 360, do kickflips,
roll up like a butterfly's tongue. Like, yeah,
it can do it all, and yet he keeps going like, but what weird shit should I get out the cupboard to make this? Yeah. Like, you've already got a magic dick. Maybe just use that rather than thinking about should I put Vicks Vapor Rub on the end of it first.
I reckon every 21st century dildo is modelled after this guy. Like, twists in the middle. It's got an elbow. It's like, I can't do that, but fucking, you know, old boy.
What are those things? What are those toys? The slap, the bop it?
Oh, yeah. You know,
that's what I imagine his dick. Twist it, slap it, bop it.
And she hasn't mentioned using any of those things for, like, in her advice column. She hasn't said, hey, how about using your magical dick? She was just like, consider Vicks. I thought Sonia was being so sensible initially, being like, hey, that seltzer sounds like a bad idea. She used the word blistering. For how the seltzer tablet could react.
Oh, is that a bad word? Is that not a good word for a sex thing to happen? Okay, news to me.
All right.
All right, see if you can get through this one, Jacob. Right,
sorry that I had to hand that one over. That was you that got was
the blue big blue boxes.
The big blue box is
a question as well, isn't it?
Yes.
That's what she'll have after that next session.
After the Vicks comes out.
I don't know what the big blue box is yet, but we will look at that in a moment. It doesn't seem to have been answered by Sonia, so that's why I'm intrigued. We'll do that at the end.
Okay.
Says here, this one says, well, blow me down. That's the title. It says, having read about your blow-up blokes in the picture, at the name of the magazine, it gives me wonder, how does a blow-up bloke give a good treatment to your beautiful, hairy, sweet smoke? I have three questions I'd like you to answer. And would it be possible to send me the answers by post?
It's like when you go to the doctor and they're like, please keep your questions to a minimum. We have a short session. Yeah. They're like, oh. Sonia's like, oh, mate, I got... come on, I got a bit on.
Questions three says... So, oh, fucking hell.
Come on, mate.
I like how this is nothing to do with the blow-up doll. The first one just says, which do you prefer, black dick, white dick?
Okay. All right. Straight to it.
Okay. And second one, does the blow-up bloke give better penetration than a fleshy one? And can the blow-up bloke give rear entry? I just can't imagine what it really looks like being fucked by a blow-up bloke. With fleshy dicks, no problem. It's easy to picture it. Lastly, I want to be your friend. Is it possible?
No way.
Are you serious?
No, show me that. Yeah,
absolutely. Lastly, want to be your friend.
Oh my god.
All right. It feels like a guy like in a line at like an autograph, you know, like Comic-Con or whatever, being like, you're asking all the wrong questions. You need to leave now, please, sir.
Can I just say that reminds me. So I recently went to Comic-Con here with Annie, my partner, because she wanted to see what it was about. Neither of us were into comic books, but we both went along. And that reminds me, we went and saw this panel of this guy I'd never heard of, but he'd been on some shows, and Annie's like, let's go watch a panel. That seems like the right thing to do. And the last question of the panel before they swiftly wrapped it all up and got him out of there was, his name was Chai, the panelist. He goes, hey Chai, I got a question for you. Obviously, I can't ask to give you a cuddle, but what I will ask, and then he just asked a normal question, and everyone was like, ah. I'm not allowed to ask you for a cuddle. There was like a little pregnant pause.
And do you prefer white dick or black dick?
And can I be your friend?
Fuck. Can I be your friend? Is it possible? And look, it says, oh, I understand the context of the first question now. It says, that's from just the initials KR in the Solomon Islands. Ooh. So I understand. Now, we'll get you to read that one. Response there.
Excited about this.
It's hard to tell if this is a question from a male or a female reader.
I would say that given that it's from a Melanesian nation... that it would probably be a male. He's asking, do you prefer black dicks or white dicks? Because I think that's going to hinge on the friendship.
All right. I think I might experiment.
I assume he has a DOC.
Are you going to try a different voice?
Yeah, I think I feel like maybe a little British this time. Maybe we'll see what comes out. Because I haven't worked on this.
No, I know. We're workshopping.
Sorry, I can't answer your letters by mail. You'll just have to buy the picture. Is three exclamation marks, by the way.
Grammatically incorrect.
Upsell, good.
Here's the answers to your queries. Big John's penetrating penis is just as effective as a rock-hard erection.
During my research of BJ's mechanical tockley, I found that doing it doggy style with the doll was more trouble than it was worth. You have to put BJ's back to the wall and pin him there with your bum. Withdrawal strokes in the position are a worry, as I didn't want to lose his rigid rooting device. It is much easier and more enjoyable to straddle the doll. I can't answer your question about colours of cocks I prefer. If I say I love white ones, I'd offend some people. But I do love white ones. I can't say it, but also here it is.
Here it is in print. Is that it?
No. Please.
We got a friendship to see if we can establish.
If I say that I love black dicks, I'd also offend some people. So a penis is a penis, black or white, circumcised or not. Do you know this is actually where Michael Jackson got his inspiration?
It would have been the same year.
It would have been close, maybe.
It's
imagine.
Let's also note, not to get, I don't want to get Sonia cancelled, but she did say, like, if I say I love white ones, and I do, but then she said, if I say I love black dicks, she didn't actually then follow it up and say, which I also do. Like,
I think she made it pretty clear.
I think she's like, look, it's fun to have a favourite food, but she's like, not a fussy eater, is what she's saying.
But I do love Thai food.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the guy attached.
By Thai food, I mean white dicks.
I order the pad Thai every time. It's the guy attached to it that decides whether or not I like it. If you really want to be my friend, forget it. I pick my friends myself, and I like the ones I've got.
Oh, she's a little bit
making a firm stance, Sonia.
Yeah. So, I mean, no invitation there to like keep the door open a little bit.
Yeah.
Is this the same woman that recommended Vicks VapoRub? I feel like it's not the same person.
Didn't sound like the same person.
It's almost as if it's almost as if Sonia isn't a real person and it's some little...
Okay,
excuse
mate.
Me?
No. That's a different one. We've got Ask Sunny on the next page, which I reckon we'll do next week because it looks great.
Asks, who is Sunny?
I don't know, but we'll save that because we're already at 30, but this is going fucking great. Okay, let's do this one.
Okay, this one, next one, a little shorter. Any chance of a root? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm a regular reader of the Picture Mag, and I noticed your lovely photograph with the blow-up fuck dolls. You are beautiful. Just my type for an enjoyable fuck. I'm coming down to Sydney soon for a holiday. Write back to me with your lovely photo to see if we can meet somewhere and fuck. I don't even mind if I have to pay for it. P.S. Oh. I'm very well hung and clean.
And clean.
From Russell in Bower Hills, Queensland.
Oh, I think it's at Bowen Hills, I think. Yeah, I know it says Bower, but yeah, Bowen Hills, which is just over there.
Sick.
Russell. Well,
that was it.
Let's give him a buzz.
That was it. So, Sonia?
Sonia, to that proposition, what do you say?
I'd love if you could make this a bit more rural.
Okay.
Well, it could be rural, any country. Rural
Why are
American?
You trying to knock one of your own teeth out? You don't have to do it. We'll just put a prosthetic in. You don't have to.
I got quite married to the British version, so I'll see what comes out. Young nymphos, old nymphos, it doesn't really matter. As long as you can admit... Is this the same one? No,
absolutely
it's a different
not.
One.
Down the bottom. The one
I was
down
like,
the bottom.
Sonia, what's happened?
Bottom right corner.
Okay, sorry. My apologies. Well, that's a little sizzle for next one. This is an indecent proposal, isn't it? Just because I'm a nymphomaniac doesn't mean I'm an easy lay. I'm terribly sorry, Russell, with the big muscle, but I must turn you down. I already have 3 lovers and I'd hate to see them become jealous. Goodness gracious. Mm. That's it.
That's it.
No big vapor rub.
The last two.
For context, they published that.
Yeah, like, it's bizarre.
Like that was just a no, I'm not going to root you. Like, it, I don't know.
But they probably need to publish that sort of thing as like an example to readers. Be like, hey, can you stop saying, sending in your messages saying, sure. Can I fuck Sonia?
It's so funny that 2 of the 3 questions I've been asked so far have been answered with, oh, fuck off, mate. I'm not going to root you.
Well, if you're saying that Sonia isn't real, are the letter writers even real?
Oh, I doubt any of this is real. I doubt anything in this ever happened.
I reckon all of these reader submitted ones are fucking
real.
No,
let's go further. Are you saying that this is all a simulation? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. We're not even here.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
Anyway, let me take my head off.
No, I do think that while it is reader submitted, I reckon it's punched up a lot.
Okay.
I reckon they will correct the writing.
Especially because they're going to their wall of synonyms all the time for different words for pussy and dick. Like, the writers aren't coming in and
Yeah, do you know what I mean? They're all. I think they're cleaning up. I think a lot of it's like, can I fuck you in the cunt?
Oh my God.
And they're going, oh, I'd love to see your lovely, pleasant smoo because it's still soft. Sorry, that was awful to say, but...
That was a real smack in the face, that.
Especially because Jake was looking me dead in the eye as he said it. Like, it's going to be in my nightmares.
Yeah. We're not even recording the podcast. Answer me.
That was...
I want this on the record.
That was 80 k's an hour into a fucking brick wall, that.
Yeah. But that's exactly my point. I reckon that's what's coming in, scrawled on a piece of paper. And because they can't be that foul, we've only had one instance of the word cunt in this. It was in the second episode. When she said of Jenny Vanderpool, which she needed a cunt that would not quit. But I think they just have to clean it up and go smoo and pussy and that kind of thing. So I reckon he's heavily edited or redacted. But here's the last one. It says, takes one to bonk one.
Mm-hmm. This is the blue box, everybody.
The blue box. Hi, I am a 16-year-old bodybuilder. 16, 16, 16, in case anyone's mishearing that. I'm a 16-year-old bodybuilder from Bathurst, New South Wales. And I have a very important question for you. If you are as much of an info as I read you are, would you ever consider fucking or getting to... Jesus Christ.
It's just the same question over and over again.
So hard to read. Would you ever consider fucking or getting together with a younger nympho who likes it anywhere, anytime, anyhow?
Let the record show 16-year-olds aren't nymphos. They're 16. That's what it is to be 16.
That's a standard setting, yeah. P.S. Most of the girls around here say I give the best head in Bathurst.
Oh, what a recommendation.
The best head in Bathurst.
It's from a 16-year-old bodybuilder. I love the idea.
Only time I ever look up is to have a look at the V8s. But I'm down there otherwise.
What a brag. The best head in Bathurst. It's like saying I'm the best comedian in Cairns. You know, it's like...
Take that, Caleb Day, you fucking idiot.
Ding, ding, ding. Oh, man.
I live in Brisbane now.
That is fucking awesome.
And I'm at least in the top 35.
Let the record show, Peter James, very, very funny last night. Very, very funny. I was very proud watching him.
Thank you, Marcel.
Are we...
Now will you fuck me in the gut?
How'd it feel?
It feels good. It felt real good. Not as good.
Can I just draw to your attention here? A 16-year-old self-professed bodybuilder has written into a magazine. Yeah, God,
weighs 67 kilos.
And he said he's the best head in Bathurst. All right, let's read the response.
And then they've published it as well.
Yeah, they published it.
Which they did not have to do.
Okay, let's
It'd be wild if Sonja's like, yeah.
From there, young nymphos, old nymphos.
Just checking out flights. Pretty cheap, actually, to Bathurst. I'm like,
fuck me. You can drive from Sydney.
Young nymphos, old nymphos, it doesn't really matter. As long as you can admit you're a sex maniac, your home life is at least honest. And I'll be honest with you. 16-year-olds do not turn me on. Good head or not, I will not root you. So dream on.
That's good stuff. It's
started quite poetic.
If Sonia is real, she's like, so she's.
Are you not seeing her big, voluptuous breasts in that picture?
She's having to come into work, and I imagine she does maybe 2 afternoons of work for this amount of content.
Yeah, very casual.
She's coming in, she's got a pile of letters, and most of her time is just spent turning down 16-year-old men. That's her job.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Good on you, Sonia.
Yeah, well done, Sonia.
Lovely stuff. On you, Sonia.
Well, next week we've got Ask Sonny, our porno pal. And I honestly cannot wait for that one, because if it's anything like the one we've just seen, I have a feeling it's going to be a lot of, can I root you? Because she's absolutely drop-dead gorgeous, even by today's standards. And
just to confirm?
Yeah.
Yeah, bang on.
Yeah, g'day, Sonny. I tried my luck with Sonia and she wasn't interested, but I am the best head in Bathurst, so...
I could bench you.
Oh, by the way,
what?
Just before we leave, the little picture of Sonia.
Yeah.
Look what's you can only see. It's like kind of cropped just below her breast, but look what she appears to be have wrapped around her.
Oh, it's a blow up doll.
Big blow up fuck doll.
So yeah, what is the? So what's the? What's in the canon of this fuck dolls that they were talking about? Like so. She,
I don't know if you put him in the canon, but I just probably don't have to cover you that fast.
But she obviously talks about enjoying fuck dolls, that she's that much of a nympho. But I can also appreciate why she prefers fuck dolls over the sort of men who are propositioning her. Like, I think I'd take a fuck doll any day of the week over those guys.
I know, I do have to quite desperately shit. That laughing earlier has really knocked something loose there. But I will say quickly, That's not even a joke. But I never have understood the blow up doll thing, male or female. Like, that just seems like such an unpleasant plastic whatever
experience. I can't, because I think, like, I picture it in the way that, like, a pool float, like a pool toy feels, and it's got the grooves that are, like, you know,
the
sort
seams
of... Yeah,
it's like crunchy.
And that's what I imagine the genitalia had, but I'm sure that's been custom made to be a bit more pleasant.
Yeah, probably.
Surely
it's just a dildo attached to a blow-up doll. Nice.
What would the female, like...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, and the female one, like, I think they've also just, like, the genitals, like a lot of work goes into the genitals and then everything else is just blow up.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, $100 budget, $99 on the puss.
All right, well, I'm going to...
$1, fuck, get a crayon, let's draw a face on this thing.
Marcel, thank you for joining us. This has been one of my favorite episodes ever.
This is great.
This has been so funny. I can't believe I laughed that hard earlier. That was great. Marcel, do you have anything to plug coming up?
People can follow me, Marcel the Comedian, on Instagram to see what I've got coming up. I've changed my handle.
You didn't, did you?
My last... Well, also just like so many people put comedy in their Instagram because otherwise people go, is this comedy? I'm not so sure. So I made a point of saying it is. But also because my last name, Blanche DeWilt, I had BDE there and people kept thinking it was Big Dick Energy. Yeah. And then I was
really...
You do exist.
It does. It is there. It's very much there.
Pete, I'm going to go shit. You can...
okay. I'll do your bit.
Yeah, you want to do my bit?
I'm a fucking idiot.
Everyone in Cairns, Laughing Art Comedy every Monday. It's fantastic. I just emceed it up there. And Three Wolves, Marcel, you got to get it back up and do it. It's very, very best.
I was going to say, next time you're back, you got to let me know in advance so I can fly you up.
I'm excited to do it. This was just a quick trip. So next time I'll do the proper Queensland tour.
If you're in Cairns, Laughing Art Comedy, I would suggest if you come along to any show in May... Just book your fucking tickets now. Every single show in May is going to be very good. That's all I'm going to say. Good Chat Comedy Club in Brisbane. If you're a Brisbaneite, be sure to get on down Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. Just fucking the best, Jackie. You've done such a good job here. And
beautiful place.
We've been doing I did a show here Wednesday and then I did another show on Thursday. And Wednesday was so good. And Thursday really made me appreciate how good Wednesday was.
Thank you.
Because you're doing it right, mate, and it's such a good thing you got going here. And so if you live in Brisbane, be sure to come along to Good Chat.
Absolutely. And apologies when you do come down, the men's toilet is going to be out of order when you do arrive. I'm not sure how bad the damage is, but it's going to be impeccable.
Do the reality tour and be like, oh, that's the toilet there, Jack.
That's the toilet. You can come, if you're a listener, you can come and look at the place that I shit in about 30 seconds time. Thank you very much.
Oh, there's only one. It's only one bowl. You can't miss it. It's just a one toilet. Have you stopped recording?
No.
You want to do that?
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, no!
See you next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.